Morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis. Thanks for joining us this morning. And we have been doing this for, gosh, I think we're into our third week here on K-Man of providing daily updates. We do these at 7 a.m. and at 5 p.m. Today, we are joined by Ascension Via Christi Hospital President Bob Koppel. Bob, good morning. Thanks for tuning in or joining us here.
Morning, Dave.
And, well, we had some news coming out about some additional coronavirus positive patients in the community, and now it indicates, you know, there is some community spread here within our particular region. I thought maybe you might address initially some of your thoughts and concerns about what that means.
So, you know, I think everybody's aware up to this point, pretty much everybody who's been identified as a positive COVID has had some sort of travel history. So when we have the community spread, that means that somebody has actually got it from somebody in the community. They didn't necessarily go out of town. They didn't necessarily go to a place where there's lots of other people who've turned up positive for COVID. And so what this is typically the indicator of is now you're going to start to see more positive cases, because if that person, you know, if the one patient has picked up COVID from somebody in the community, the odds are that other people have, and it just kind of ripples out. You know, because then who was around that person and who was around that person and who was around that person. So that's how you start to get the spread kind of throughout the community. It could be just as simple as somebody being close to somebody at a store, or it could have been, you know, somebody went over to somebody's house or did some activity together, wasn't practicing good social distancing. Any of those things could have potentially happened. And I think what we'll most likely see is that as you get more positive just in our region, you're going to start to see community spread cases in Gary County and Pottawatomie County, Clay County, et cetera.
Kind of wondered about that. I know that yesterday it was announced that this particular individual was at a couple of different locations in Manhattan at Dillon's West and also at Walmart. And, you know, a lot of folks are tracing back their steps and trying to make sure that they knew where they were at what time. And, gosh, you almost have to keep track of those trips that you made to the store.
Well, you know, I think it's just not the store trips. I don't know any of the details yet that hasn't been shared about the individual, but, you know, did they have interaction with their neighbors? Did they have interaction with, you know, people they might have worked with? Those are kind of all those pieces. Does the health department get the chance to kind of backtrack and talk to the person, really to find out where all that they have been, who they might have interacted with? Then you get a better picture of, you know, who might have been in contact, who might have been exposed. And even with going to the store, it really just depends on where were they in the store, and you know, also, of course, what time was that? What kind of, that way people could be able to say, well, I was there in the morning and this person was there in the afternoon, so obviously there wasn't any potential exposure even.
Yeah. You had made mention that there are some alternate care sites in the community. Tell us about those.
Well, so this is actually both an internal and an external topic for the hospital. So within the hospital, part of our contingency planning for a situation like this is that we actually open up spaces or alternative care spaces in departments that are typically more outpatient focused, and it's just a way to expand your capacity. And so we've got a couple of those alternatives inside the hospital where we would flip areas that are typically used for outpatients to inpatients, or maybe they're used for a certain service and we're going to change it now and use it for a different service. And we've already done that with our Express Unit where people come for infusions. It's actually been moved to our pain clinic, but then that allows the Express Unit space to be used for inpatients. And so you see lots of just kind of moving around, if you will, but it's a way to keep adding capacity internally. And then externally, and it is really important for us to be thinking about, so where will patients go, either one, when they're done with their stint in the hospital, or two, maybe they still need hospital care, but where is perhaps a place that, you know, perhaps non-COVID patients could go. And so this is where you partner with other healthcare organizations to say, you know, we might move our congestive heart failure patient. They need to be in the hospital, but they don't need to be at Ascension Via Christi. So we're going to move them to a different hospital. And so you're just trying to kind of look at the whole region actually and say who has capacity for what, and then move patients in those directions so that we're continuing here at Ascension Via Christi to have as much capacity as we can to take care of COVID patients if that need arises.
We're speaking today with Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, and we talk about capacity concerns. And national figures are saying that this week and next week could be amongst the worst weeks ever in terms of potential deaths due to coronavirus. And that is going to be something that's going to put everything to a real test as far as your capacity and supply of staff as well, not to mention, you know, all the PPEs, the personal protection equipment, and ventilators and everything else that comes into play.
Yeah, I think, you know, what we'll actually see is by kind of region, you'll see different peaks. So I think we do anticipate East Coast, for example, like specifically the New York area, they're kind of into their peak, and now the question is when will that start to tail off? You got some other metropolitan areas like Maryland and Detroit who are also into their kind of peak activity. And so really it's just a question of how many more days of that before you start to see decreases. And in New York City, at least as of yesterday, start to see a glimmer of that. We just have to see now if that's a trend or not. For the state of Kansas, so we're actually trailing a little bit because our first cases were several days or a week after those first cases back on the East Coast. And so we're actually anticipating at this point, and the data is kind of always changing because you're watching what's going on, that we would anticipate our peak activity in the state of Kansas to be more into late April. And then when you look at Riley County, we're most likely going to trail like a Kansas City by a few days just because, again, our history has been they had positive cases there, and that was several days before we had positive cases here. Really all depends on the success of each area's folks of how well they've done with social distancing. So if you've done a really good job with that, you actually not only push the peak out, but you lessen the volume, if you will, the top of the peak. It starts to go down. And again, for the state of Kansas, we're seeing indications that we may have actually been successful as a state. We'll know more probably in about a week. But that then you have to say, okay, so here's the state picture. So then how does it go to the Flint Hills region? And then specifically, what does that look like in Riley County? And I mean, it's just kind of you look at the aggregate and work your way down. But so far, actually, in Kansas, we're seeing some encouraging results.
Well, we hope that that's a trend that continues. Bob, we're out of time on this segment, but sure. We're going to be visiting with you a couple of times yet this week. We have a couple of other folks in the medical profession that will be joining us here throughout the week. And, of course, Julie Gibbs this afternoon at 5 o'clock with a little update on numbers and other area concerns. So we appreciate you joining us here this morning on K-Man, and we'll talk with you soon. And best wishes to all those out there that are serving our community and wearing scrubs today.
Well, thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
You too. Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO, joining us here this morning for our COVID-19 update on News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast comes next.